Then in the spring, we'd come by and we'd cut it down. We would not expect any more plants to grow for about 3 years. That's based on our experience down in Petersburg and Klawock. When they do grow, on that third or fourth year, we're talking about very few plants, and what there are going to be 1, 2, maybe 3 feet tall at the most. And they're going to be real few of them. So at that point, then the next application, of course, you're using a lot less of it, and it's a lot. It's not like having a big forest of dead trees out there. You're just hitting these little twigs that are sticking up. So that's basically my response and how we would plan to manage that.
Thank you, John. Okay, anything else out of the skateway there, Dale?
So as I understand it, you still have to cut down the tree after the application of the herbicide.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else in Skateway, Dale?
We have one more. Oh,
okay, we'll do that.
Hi. My name is Cynthia Markham, and I live on the Dyee Road, which is the proposed site of Spring Rodeo. And I don't know what your specific plans are. I really, this with meeting was called together rather quickly, so I haven't had time to really go over everything. But there isn't that much guardrail in the first place, and it's all surrounded by water, and of course wildlife. And some of the things that you say that cannot harm all pertain to humans, carcinogens. They still don't address the issue of wildlife, and that concerns me. We get our water directly from a source that feeds off the road, and that concerns me. And I don't see the point in doing it. There isn't that much going on that needs to be attended to here in Skagway. I don't know what other communities are like, but I agree with a lot of other people who have been saying that we've been assured by many official agencies over the years that things are perfectly fine, and then find out years later that they were not perfectly fine, and in fact were extremely dangerous. And I, for such small reasoning here in this community, I don't see any point in wasting your time on it. And I would just like to go on and say that I'm opposed to it, and thank you very much.
Real fine. Cynthia, nobody else in Skagway?
No, that closes out. We thank you for our opportunity to speak tonight.
Okay, that basically leaves us with everybody we've heard in Homer, Skagway, and Wrangell, as I understand it, and there's nobody in Mattsu or Fairbanks testifying, observers only. So that would leave us basically right now to be heard, Petersburg, Haines, Sitka, and Ketchikan. So I'm going to go to Louis Nelson there in Haines. I hope you're still there, Louis, and I appreciate you waiting.
Thank you very much. Am I speaking to Mr. Mackey?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mackey. I had the pleasure of meeting you about a year ago in Haines. And Mr. Mackey, Peter Gall and Eric Holly have pretty well covered the section that we're interested in. And Mr. Mackey, if it's necessary, slow down the traffic in the Haines area or any place in here. We have two state troopers here. They seem to be doing a pretty good job of arresting people. And by slowing the traffic down, could set this thing in the right perspective if the brush is a problem. I checked in this herbicide business 10 years ago. We had the same discussion here right in this room, sir. And it didn't happen. That is, people saw the handwriting on the wall. Excuse me for just a moment. I come from Iowa originally, and Iowa at one time was known as the finest agricultural state in the nation. The water was drinkable almost out of streams. Today, the water in Iowa, they estimate only 8 to 10% of it is drinkable. That's a terrible situation. I agree with the people so far that are against this. I'll jump way back to Arthur Godfrey. He had a stock below an apple orchard near Washington, D.C., and his stock started to get sick and die, and the apples were being sprayed above his farm. Herbicides maybe are good in some areas, but not in the Haines area. If necessary, I'll just tell you quickly. I have probably the largest strawberry patch in this valley, and if they're going to spray a herbicide on it, I'm afraid I'm going to have to get a court order.
Okay, thank you, Louis.
We're going to jump
Yes, sir. We're going to jump over to Ketchikan. I see there's a James Foster there. I had a brother and a son named James, so can't help but calling you.
not appreciate eating berries that have been sprayed with rodeo or have had, you know, the wind blow rodeo onto them. Studies have shown, for instance, that residue is greater than allowed for human consumption were found 61 days after glycosate was sprayed on blue and red raspberries in a Canadian study. You've probably heard all of these, but I mean, along with herbivores having very high concentrations of G in their viscera up to 2 weeks after spraying. This pretty much indicates to me that I would be eating rodeo after eating berries that have been had wind-blown rodeo on them, or even berries growing around the guardrail in that area. No, I would not like that. I think it's pretty irresponsible to be spraying herbicides along the roadway. A lot of people walk along the roadway, a lot of people bike along the roadway, they don't want to be breathing this stuff in. That's about all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Foster. For the record, I wanted to mention that we do have a representative from the Alaska Environmental Lobby here, but she's going.
I wouldn't mind saying.
Oh, you want to go ahead and testify now then? Okay, come on. You're the only one in the audience that I've got on the sheet, I believe. But
no, I said
you. Okay, two more? Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Your name for the record, also.
Thank you. My name is Katya Kirsch, and I would also like to thank Representative Mackey for requesting this hearing, and also Representative Foster for helping make this hearing happen. I wish that the Commissioner of DOT could be here today, and I hope that the DOT representatives who are here today can send back the message to the Commissioner that there is strong and broad opposition to spraying herbicides along the roadsides because of the possible effects on fish, wildlife, and human health. I suggest that DOT exercise the same wisdom that it had the last time around 2 years ago when we had to deal with, and drop the proposal now before everybody has to partake in all the DEC permit hearings, which are scheduled to be held early in March. I think in this case, the costs, in a sense, are irrelevant. There are hidden costs, as mentioned, but it's just simply spraying herbicides is unacceptable to the public, and there is strong, vociferous voice being heard, and I think DOT needs to respond to that. We are in a wet and windy climate, and I think it's going to be very hard to, rodeo is only supposed to be sprayed when the winds are less than 5 miles an hour. I think it's hard to know that the wind is going to keep being calm. The winds pick up really quickly where I live up in Haines, and I think once the applicator gets out there and starts spraying, it might be hard to say, well, I got to pack up now because the wind picks up all of a sudden. I've seen winds pick up in about 5 minutes in Haines. And I think part of the bottom line of this, besides problems with human health and game, has to do with our world-class wild salmon run. The salmon markets are already in trouble right now, and I think just the perception that we are having herbicides, poisons sprayed where we have a very pristine environment right now could cause even further problem with our salmon market in the future. So again, I urge DOT to drop this application right now. And I thank you once again for holding the hearing.
Thank you. We have two other people here in the audience, but I'll get back to you shortly since we still have people on teleconference. How about Petersburg? Is there a Chris Norris there?
Chris Norris is yielding her testimony to Becky Knight.
Okay, go ahead, Becky.
Hi, my name is Becky Knight. I'm testifying as an individual tonight. I'm opposed to the use of herbicide rodeo or any other herbicide along the Cove Island Road System or anywhere else in Southeast Alaska. I'm a 19-year resident of the area, a mother of two young sons, a Stanley Gillnet permit holder, and a college graduate. My husband hunts deer on Midcalf Island, particularly near the area supposed to be sprayed. We pick berries and recreate along Midcalf Highway, especially during the circulated around Petersburg, which opposes the use of the herbicide, currently has over 225 names on it. The names represent mothers and fathers, Democrats and Republicans, hunters, sport and commercial fishermen, and young and old, including some very concerned elderly persons and fairies. This is a bipartisan public health, motherhood, and appetite issue. In 1991, the DOD proposed a spray program on Metcalf Island. The public was told at that time that there was
Thank you. I have two people here in the audience. I'm going to do one right now. I've got Dennis Harris here.
Thank you.
And then we'll jump back. I think I'll jump back to Sitka. If let's see, if we've got Florian there, I guess, in Sitka. And I'll do that after Dennis, if Sitka will stay on the line. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you much, Mr. Chairman, and Mr. Mackey, too. Since I had to essentially take time away from my business to come here tonight. I think we've heard a lot of testimony which should at least cast grave doubt upon the data furnished in support of this proposal by both the department and by the manufacturer. If you remember, this same manufacturer, the people that brought us silicone breast implants, and I have grave doubts with the kind of things that this Monsanto has done in the past and their promotion of the various chemicals. About the validity of their data, time after time, this manufacturer has shown that their studies are incorrect, and time after time, this company has been sued after the fact by people who have been injured by their products. In addition, I have grave problems with the department, with the commissioner, whose attitude is basically, and he said this to me last fall when he mentioned that he was going to be doing this. He didn't give an expletive deleted what the public thought they were going to spray the roadsides. Quite frankly, time after time, all over the state, in this area and in South Central, when the Alaska Railroad wanted to spray the same chemical, the public has said time after time that we don't want it, regardless of, in spite of the fact that there is a lot of scientific evidence that indicates that this is not a good program. Quite frankly, the public all over the state has shown it doesn't want it, and it's time for the legislature to pass a law banning these chemicals and this use of these chemicals in this state. Short of that, I would hope that this committee would make sure that the budget includes intent language that says that no funds are to be used for chemical control of roadside vegetation. Beyond that point, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to let you know that there will be a very large turnout at the hearing here next month that DEC is going to hold. I'm very grateful of the fact that another department actually controls granting of a permit in this case. And I submitted a petition last week with 127 signatures that were gathered in 10 days in Juneau simply by passively putting two copies of the petition out in downtown businesses, and without any circulation of that petition. One other party circulated several copies of the petition, and I know at least two full sheets of signatures with approximately 25 signatures per sheet went to DEC also. So I'm certain, and from the comments we've had all over the region, people are opposed to this. It's time to simply say no. The department's attitude is basically they care more about cars than they care about people. Which is the same department that's told us that stoplights aren't warded on some of the intersections on Egan Drive until two people are killed. But at the same time, they're more concerned, as I say, about cars than they are about people. And if we have a problem with resources for cutting brush, we've got a lot of people who have to wait to find a time slot that they can go serve a sentence for a DWI or for other minor nonviolent offenses. And I see nothing wrong with having DOT personnel out there supervising these people, serving their time, and paying their debt to society by cutting brush by hand. It's a time-honored tradition all over the country, and I think it's time we return to that tradition. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We're going to do two more people here today. I've got Florian there in Sitka, and then we'll do Paula here in the audience. Our next meeting will be March 3rd. That we could devote solely to this issue, and we'll reschedule it for March 3rd. For those on this teleconference, I'm deeply sorry that we can't get to you tonight, but we will hear everybody eventually, and if you put that, if you'll note March 3rd, and then we'll listen to everybody else that's left. There were some comments by some of the people on the teleconference that this has been brought up time and time before. I've run this committee now for 5 years. This is the first hearing that I've had on this, I realize that Representative Peter Gall before representing this area had some deep concerns about it, but we hadn't had any hearings. In the entire decade of the 1980s, it was Representative Betty Cato out of Valdez that was ahead of this committee. I don't know what she did on herbicides. This committee is made up of seven people from all over Alaska. Representative Jerry Mackey happens to be on this committee representing Southeast Alaska. I'm from Nome. I was born and raised in Nome and Kotzebue. We don't have anything that grows up there higher than a foot. So for me, listening to all of you in this teleconference, it's educational not only for the people from DOT, but for people like myself that aren't aware of the ramifications or your feelings down here when they do use these type of materials. So Representative Jerry Mackey, and then we'll go to see if Florian is still there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for those comments. I do appreciate you facilitating all the folks. And I believe it's because there are still like some 35 people on teleconference that we're not able to take them all. And I do appreciate you rescheduling for another hearing so we can get everybody's testimony into the record. I just wanted to say that.
Okay, do we have Florian still in Sitka?
Yes, my name is Florian Seymour. I want to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to speak. And I'll just keep my comments brief. I think that the majority of the comments tonight show that Alaskans do not want poison to be entered into the environment. Well, our state, above all other states, relies on the environment for our very existence. And I would just like to say, I will make one comment about the economics of this. Rather than just merely dumping $4 million worth of chemicals onto the environment, which will in turn show up in more and more danger to the public, the Chamber of Commerce in Sitka says that for years they've said that every dollar that comes from tourism into our city is turned over seven times in the economy. And I think the same thing applies to state dollars. And so what I would say is rather than spend $4 million just to create a problem by introducing a poison into the environment, I think that that $4 million or $5 million should be used to pay wages for human beings to cut this brush, and then it would be ultimately end up in a net gain to the economies of these towns of anywhere between $18 to $20 million. And I think that by doing that, you would turn a net loss into a net gain. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, we've got Paula here in the audience, and she's the last one here in the audience that I'm aware of. Go ahead.
And I'll make it short. My name is Paula Terrell, and I'm here tonight representing the Thane Homeowners Association. Actually, Thane Neighborhood Association. We've got approximately 120 members. I'm here to testify against the proposed use of rodeo to clear to clear the brush. Thane is a state road. It has a little bit of everything everybody's talked about. Berry picking, it's got a huge roadside fishery, guardrails that come right down to the water, salmon spawning. The last mile of Thane is a residential state road, of course, residential area with homes. We walk our dogs every day. You see people walking, kids, the whole thing. I don't want to get into a scientific, whether it's a risk or it's not a risk, or whether there's, I don't know enough about the science except from what I'm reading. What I will say is, if there is any risk, or if there is any perceived risk, then it shouldn't be done. That's just the bottom line. If there is any risk at all, the people just don't want to put themselves in that kind of a situation. And I really appreciate, I have to say this, I appreciate all the work that DOT and Southeast Region has done for us, because I see two people back there that have responded to my phone calls when avalanches are maybe coming down or when the road isn't plowed, and they've been great. But this time, I really think if it's going to cost a little more money to do something that will not be perceived or be a risk, then I think they need to do it. And I know there are lots of people out there that'd be happy to help out. So I would just like to say everybody has spoken to the wind and the rain and Southeast and everything else. And Thane is a microcosm of what the rest of Southeast looks like, and I would really urge the department and DEC to find another way rather than this. That's all I have. Thank you.
Real fine, Paula. I did want to thank everybody on the teleconference network. We've got must be 10 sites here. I want to thank all of you. I realize that you took the time away from your families and from your jobs to tell us how you feel, and I do appreciate it. I've been sitting on this committee for 6 years now, and I think this is probably the most well-attended hearing teleconference that I can recall. And did you have any closing remarks, Representative Mackey?
No, Mr. Chairman, just other than I appreciate your interest, and I also appreciate Mr. Scribner and Helby, the Deputy Commissioner, also being here to listen to the concerns. I think it's very important, and I found them to be reasonable in dealings with them, so I think we can get through this together, and having the opportunity for people to go on record, I think, is most important, and I appreciate you doing that for us.
Okay, and for the 30 people or so that we can't hear tonight, I hope that we can hear from you on March 3rd. So we're going to go ahead and sign off. This committee is adjourned at 6:25.